I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. It's 2 o'clock, and we are so pleased to welcome Zenith City Groove Collective to the studios. Hey, thanks for coming, guys. Well, we're going to let them kick off. I'm just going to quick go around and introduce it because they're not going to, they don't all have vocal mics. This is some real grooving music here. We have Todd Garland on drums, Jake Yonker on guitar, Keith Bauer on sax, and Nick Glass on bass. And I hear a rumor you're going to kick off with Taxman, Zenith City Groove Collective.
Thank you.
103.3 KUMD, live from Studio 8, Zenith City Groove Collective. Fantastic. Well, if you didn't get into that groove, why don't, I don't know, you're not grooving. And
thanks.
Right? So, hey, we just heard from Todd there, jumping on the mic. This band, your brainchild?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I moved up to Duluth a little over a year ago from Tennessee. And so I just really wanted to get something happening in the music scene up here and, you know, did a little search around and found some really great players and, you know, managed to put together this little group. And we've been together about a year now, so celebrating our one-year birthday this Friday night. So, yeah.
So it takes someone from coming out of town and seeing the talent and rallying folks around.
Sure, sure. And I wanted to do, you know, something that people could kind of have something they could hold on to, you know, so like playing cover tunes, but like we just did, playing something in a much different vein than what they're used to playing them. So people have that recognition for saying, hey, I hear that song, I know that song, but man, it's not like a song I've heard before. So,
right,
you know, so that way we can pull some people in and get a little different thing happening here in the Twin Ports area.
Right. So you guys have been together for a year, and we'll talk about the celebration coming up on Friday here, but let's talk a little bit about the music. You guys all definitely very talented, and you did a good job. Did you bring everyone together? Is this the original group?
This is the original group, yes. When I got into town, well, actually about 6 months before I moved here, I'd been talking with Keith, the sax player, via email. I really started scouring the internet before I moved up here, knowing that, you know, I wanted to come here and get something happening musically. So I found Keith already. Didn't know how old this guy was. He would talk about Miles Davis and John Coltrane, and then he would talk about Snarky Puppy and Fish and the Dead. And I'm like, is this guy 30? Is this guy 40? But I found out he's a very young guy. So, yep. And then I found Jake via his wife, who's actually our chiropractor.
So, hey, was small talking town. About,
yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah. It is. And then Nick came along from my brother-in-law, who also plays drums. And he and Nick had been in a group for, what were you guys doing?
It was a Sublime cover band.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, for the Ides of March.
Nice. Hey, so Nick, you're a little bit young. Are you a little bit younger than this group?
I'm the youngest one.
That's right.
Yes.
How is it playing with the old guys here?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I totally dig it. This is right up my alley.
So with the amount of talent in this room, did you have to step up your game, or were you there and excited to join in?
I mean, I feel like we're all pretty equally matched, and that's kind of what makes it super fun to play with these guys. You know, it's always new and interesting, and we're always trying to bounce different ideas off each other, and weekly practices is definitely a necessity for me to be part of a group.
Right, and
you
that's
know.
The key.
Yeah, wanting to just get better as musicians, you know, and as a group.
Well, who came with such a strong jazz influence?
I think we all did. I mean, I know that Nick studied jazz here at UMD, correct?
Yeah, I graduated in 2015 with a jazz studies degree.
Yep.
So
there you go.
And I've got a jazz background. I graduated from the University of South Carolina with a jazz degree, and then I played in Chicago for about 6 years before moving back south and then back up here. Keith obviously has been playing jazz for a while, or has a deep love for it, because this guy will just play solos till the end of time, and it's really great when you see us live. He goes much longer than that. I think the weak link was really Jake. He's a classical guy,
yeah.
But Jake has been like stellar this year. He's really been killing it.
Oh,
so.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's better than the weak link.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my background is more in classical and rock, and you know, I teach classical guitar, and I got a master's in classical guitar, but I've always played electric, and this has been really pushing me to improvise more and explore a style of music I've always wanted to get into, but just, you know, haven't been able to prioritize. So.
Right, so really kind of a fun stretch for you.
Yeah.
Well, and talk about covers. I would have to say this is really some reinterpretation, and definitely your own groove sound, without a doubt, than true covers. You don't do vocals.
No vocals.
And that right there just really makes it so that you really take these songs and make them your own.
Mm-hmm. What's nice is having Keith in the band. The saxophone a lot of times really carries that vocal part that people are used to hearing. He can play the vocal lines from some of the cover tunes we've done before. And so it kind of gives it that vocal effect without having the vocalist actually up front. So, which as jazz musicians, we all appreciate.
Well, talk about you know, how do you pick your songs? Whose songbook are you guys playing here? Is everybody throwing ideas in the hat?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we came in with a nice little set list to start, and then Keith's brought in a few songs. Nick's brought in some songs. I mean, we've all kind of contributed to what we want to have happen and tunes that, you know, interest us and that we want to move forward with. So, you know, everyone, I think we just had like a core set list that we came in with, and then we've, you know, picked a few different ones here and there as well.
All right, well, this is just barely straight jazz. You have a lot of funky influences here. Who's, mm-hmm. who, where does that come from? And
Nick.
Who's,
Nick.
It's got to be on the bass.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick does a really good job of bringing the funk out in, you know, these songs. So,
Do you have funk heroes?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Victor Wooten, I met him.
Obviously. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I met him one time down at, he did a bass clinic down at the Mall of America at the Best Buy eight years ago now or something.
Fantastic.
And yeah, that was super cool. Bella Fleck, you know, Stanley Clark, Jocko. Jocko's probably the main one, you know.
Well, can we hear another song?
Absolutely.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about the party.
Yeah, sure. This is a tune called Blackout. This is actually a John Scofield tune. He's a really fantastic jazz guitar player. If you've never heard of this guy, then get with it.
So, right. Yeah. Zenith City Groove Collective, live from Studio A.
We'll be right back.
1033 KUMD, live from Studio A. It's the Zenith City Groove Collective. And John Schofield tune there. What's the name of that one?
Blackout.
Hey, kids are celebrating one whole year of being together, making this groove happen. And you're having a whole celebration at Beaner's Central on Friday. And the whole show kicks off at 7 o'clock. And, of course, Beaner's Central is over at 324 North Central Avenue. And then playing along the Fiasco. Well, how fun is this? You can have a party. Whose idea?
Well, I mean, it was a year. Yeah. We decided to go back to the stage where we got our first gig. So, you know, Jason down at Beaner's just does a fantastic job with the local scene here, really supporting local musicians and just the scene in general. So that was our first gig. He gave us our first chance, and we decided to go back there and, you know, have a good little one-year birthday party there. So
fantastic.
There's going to be cake.
Well, I hope so. Well, what do you and, of course, you guys are going to play for a good set.
Oh, sure. We've got the Fiasco will be opening up at 7, local blues rock trio, really some fantastic guys. And then we'll be playing for probably about a 90-minute set, starting around 8:30.
Well, what do you look forward to? Maybe getting out of town, playing some shows? What about recording?
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's what we're doing. We're going to be, after this show, we're going to be taking about a two-month break or so. We're going to do some recording, get some new original material under our belts and stuff. Our next show actually was going to be back at Beaner's again in February on the 16th with a band called Boat Patrol out of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Is that correct? Still getting my geography straight.
Right.
No, they're from, yeah. So anyway, but they're a fantastic band. But anyway, so yeah, we're looking to do some recording over the next couple of months, maybe have an EP or a CD out in the spring. And then, we really want to move forward. You know, getting like down into the cities and just branching out a little bit more into the areas around Duluth and kind of spreading the funky joy everywhere.
Right. I suppose that is the trick with that being a cover band. That's, you know, that's really not going to be your recording set list.
Right.
So who's driving the coming up with originals? Everybody have a song or two?
Yeah. I mean, I think we have the homework assignment of inventing some riffs right now. I know I have a couple of little seeds that we'll see. We just haven't really had the time to give those some gardening, I suppose, as it were.
We always have fun tuning up. It seems ideas are just dripping all over the place. And then Todd makes us practice something else.
Talk about the discipline of really just getting together on a regular basis and what that's meant for the growth of your sound.
Well, it really has. I mean, the material we've chosen to play, even though it's really funky, a lot of it's really difficult. And from a musician standpoint, it'll be in what we call odd meters, a lot of stuff in like sevens or 15s, as opposed to a lot of music that you hear is just in 4-4, you know, boom, chick, boom, chick. And we're doing stuff that's not in 4-4. So, you know, a lot of it really has to be like, you know, let's stop, let's play this song like for an hour tonight until we get this one 20-second part down, and then we'll move on, you know, and just incorporating that. So, and as a group, you know, we've really had to spend time doing that to kind of make it flow a little seamless and a little effortlessly. You know, we want to keep the groove and the funk going. We want people to enjoy it and to really be able to move. But, you know, as musicians, we also like to really play stuff that's challenging for us to keep growing as musicians. So the weekly rehearsals have definitely been a key part to us getting to the point that we're at right now.
And then you guys have been playing around, Sir Ben's, Blacklist, Ursa Minor, and the Barrel Room. So you're out and about. People getting up and dancing?
Yeah. And it's really kind of surprising because as difficult as some of this material is, to see people getting up and really getting into it when, you know, the right foot stops falling on the one all the time and it starts falling on the other side, but they're still just moving and grooving and shaking it. So, you know, apparently something's working, you know. It's either us or the beer. I'm not sure.
Well, and I think there's beer at Beaner's too, so.
it's the bass player.
Right, yeah, it's the bass player.
Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations on what a great project this year has brought forth here in town.
You.
And hopefully we'll have years to come to enjoy this music and that you have a good party celebrating. Of course, it's all happening Friday, November 16th at Beaner's Central. The show kicks off at 7 o'clock with the Fiasco. And this is Zenith City Groove Collective. I think we should hear one more song and And then we'll come back with the... What are we going to hear? One more tune here.
We're
going to
let Nick kick this one off. This is a tune called Church.
All right.
Yeah, this one actually...
Xena City Groove Collective.
Thank you.
KUMD live from Studio A, Zenith City Groove Collective here on KUMD. Well, thanks so much for coming in and to kick off this week of celebrating 1 year together.
Thanks so much for having us. Appreciate it.
Todd Garland, Jake Yonker, Keith Bauer, and Nick Glass make up the Zenith City Groove Collective, and they are celebrating their first year anniversary with a birthday party. You're 1 year old. And that's all happening on Friday, November 16th. It's at Beaner Central. The show kicks off at 7 o'clock. And you can even win tickets at their Facebook page right now, Zenith City. Comment there. Really fun. I bet it's going to be a party. Cake and everything.
Cake and everything.
And, of course, these great tunes. This is live from Studio A, and we're so glad that you could join us. Have a great show.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you.
Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, myself, Maya Jensen, Andrew Ressler, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can check out upcoming guests or listen to this or previous sessions all at KUMD.org. Click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.